so unlike everybody else alone. In spite of the fact that some people still think that they know, but no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, time's picking it up. Let's go.
I'm very excited to get on the road for his SEC game. Those Florida kids are excited about the opportunity. I really like the way they continue to believe and have faith in where they're going. But a number of guys probably played one of their more complete games for four quarters, which obviously you have to do in the SEC. And to play Florida, a team that different style of offense, defense, a little bit of special teams, but a team that kind of believes in the same things we do, playing solid defense, trying to monopolize the clock and have guys play with great effort is exactly who we're going to face. And able to do that, he's a great, great, great challenge.
Okay, welcome into the zone on this dreary Thursday. I am sick and tired of cloudy weather. I can't take too much more of this. Justin Akery joined by Matt Stell in the studio.
Yes.
Matty T in the other studio, who is nodding his head, apparently in the thought process that we are doing television now.
Oh, right. This is an audio medium.
Why don't you write me a letter? Yes, yes, yes.
Maybe you could send some Keith Lee Company live fan feedback here through that glass.
And my computer's not working, so we'll have to work on the fan feedback stuff.
Well, sure, we'll have lots of it today. Lots to cover. Lots in the sports world. Big Thursday.
Hogs feeling swampy this week, Matt Stell.
I'll tell you what, I like it better than last week. Although I would have lost money last week on that. They covered the spread. They
look
nice.
Show did.
It looked nice.
Shonov did. More from Brett Bielema coming up in our Jim's Razorback Pizza Report. Edward Ashoff of ESPN.com going to join us in the 11 o'clock hour.
Always compelling.
And a little birthday trivia for you as well. Always compelling also. Mm-hmm. Last night in Major League Baseball, for those of you who follow what many consider to be a dead sport, not a very exciting game. A shutout victory by the road team. Just the opposite of what we had the other day where the home team dominated, and clearly the Rays not intimidated last night in a victory.
First pitch to Delman. He swings and lifts one to left field and deep. Brantley going back at the track to the wall, and it is gone! Delman Young on the first pitch he sees here in the third has given the Rays a 1-0 lead.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and the Tampa Bay Rays have won the American League wild card, and they've got a date with the Boston Red Sox for the American League Division Series. The Rays shut out the Indians 4-0, and a celebration behind the mound is underway here in Cleveland.
Those are two different dudes, aren't they? I think a lot of broadcasts do that with baseball, where guys will jump out and go do something else, and they swap off, and a lot of
they go to the media room and get some pizza.
Or they, you know, they jump over, like, I think Vin Scully does the deal where he goes from radio and then he jumps on the TV broadcast for a few innings. I'm not sure about all that. Phil Olsen and I have talked about this in the past. I don't get that. Is baseball play-by-play so taxing that you couldn't be expected to do an entire game? Can you imagine Chuck Barrett,
long,
like, the third quarter, be like, nah, I'm going to sit this one out. Hey, Rick, you go ahead and grab this. I'll be cool. I'll be cooling over here drinking a Diet Dr. Pepper and some Hush Puppies while you're doing that.
I think that it's so taxing because you run out of anecdotes to share in between long stretches of dead time. So,
yes,
like, by the time the seventh inning rolls around, like, I would have told every good story that I have.
Yeah.
Well, baseball-related or not. Like, I have six stories that I rotate.
We could have worked in the fact that you shot an 83 yesterday.
I did shoot an 83. Christina LeCure favorited my tweet. I felt like she was, like, patting the top of my head because I did
She'd have to get on a chair to do that.
She did a good job. Well, yeah. Anyway, that was nice of her.
Congratulations. You've had two good rounds of golf this week. Matt tried to carry our team to a reasonably decent showing in the Ronald McDonald charity event on Monday for the Ronald McDonald House, and you did more than your part, I would say. You were much better than I even expected. And he did tell me, and this is always typical, or what is typical is that a guy will say, man, I'm real good at XYZ. And then you get out there, and I'm like, dude, you're the worst.
That's
but he's like,
literally the things you're worst at.
He's like, I am a wedge wizard. Turned out he was. I mean, you don't expect guys that are 6'6 to be good with the wedges. I expect you to hit it a long ways, but that's about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd like to thank my teammates. Mm-hmm. And we had a great time.
You were very positive. I actually had a miserable time because I played terrible, but it was for a good cause, and that was important.
Yeah, and when there's a team out there that shoots a 54, like, you know, the pressure's off. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know.
You ain't winning. If we played great, if every one of us played the best golf we could, we weren't shooting 54.
No, uh-uh.
Unless we quit after, like, 15.
Somebody called and confirmed Chuck does take off two innings and then Rick.
No, I know they do it in baseball. I'm saying, like, if they did it in football.
That'd be
if they did it in basketball, like, Chuck's like, hey, for the first 5 minutes of the second half, I'm going to sit out here. No, he and Rick do rotate. I think it's pretty typical in baseball. Yeah. I don't know that Phil Elson steps away from the play-by-play duties with the Travelers. My thing is, that's what you have a color guy for. I don't know how that became in vogue in baseball, but apparently all the major league teams do it. I don't get that. And if I'm the major league play-by-play guy, I'm like, look, dude, I'm doing all nine innings every day, all 162 games, unless I get sick or my daughter's getting married. Well, and maybe, I don't even have a daughter.
Maybe they do it like, you have to maybe do seven innings to get your talent fee or something. So yeah. They do the seven, take two off. It's like a thing.
You know what's funny is that reminds me of a story I heard this morning. Here's one of my six stories. Mark May was talking to the guys on the show with no name. By the way, you can hear his entire interview. It's posted to our audio blog, or at least it will be before the end of the day at some point. Matt, my man, he posts audio as soon as it's over with. Some guys have other stuff apparently going on. They're so busy, they don't have time.
We all have our own methods.
Hey, some guys can multitask and some dudes can't. Some guys are going to be in a top 10 market someday and some guys aren't. But Mark May told the guys on the morning show, they were asked about quarterbacks in the NFL. And Tommy made a great point, and I've always wondered this. Why does Tom Brady take the last snap in a 55-13 game? Why is he in there? And Mark May said bonus money because, you know, a lot of those guys have bonuses built in for percentage of starts or percentage of snaps or percentage of whatever. Yeah. So, I mean, and whether it's they can throw a couple of cheapy touchdowns in the second half or if it's just the number of – I mean, they have all kinds of weird bonus structures. I don't think that if I was a GM I would put that stuff in there because I want my starting quarterback to feel very comfortable sitting down if we're up by four touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Seems like high risk, low reward.
Zero reward except for the guy.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
dumb.
That's not what you're not paying him for trash minutes anyway.
No, like, I'm like, hey, Tom, I'll just give you that money. I want you to sit down as soon as you're comfortable with the victory.
I want to put in Tom's contract. Tom, if we're up by 30 with however, like, 3 minutes to go, you have to sit down.
In fact, I would write in a bonus that if we're up by so much that you need to sit down, you get more money.
I want to put a bonus in for margin of victory. Like, I want you to be slinging it over the yard in the third quarter. And in the fourth quarter, I want you to have thrown so many balls you get on a pitch count.
Yeah.
Like, they got your arm all iced down with the ace bandage. That's what I want to have.
See, that's motivation to me as a quarterback. If you give me a bonus where we're up by so many points that I don't even have to take a snap in the fourth quarter, as a GM, as an owner, that is worth a lot of money to me because you know what I don't have to do? I have zero stress in the fourth quarter of a game because we're up by so much.
Right.
That's worth an extra check to me.
Right.
I'll pay for zero stress.
Mm-hmm. And clearly they just do that with a quarterback because, you know, you don't see running backs in the game at that time. You know, that would be crazy.
Yeah. Those guys are rotating out anyway.
Yeah. That's a new thing that these guys aren't taking the snaps that they used to, especially in college.
Like if Alex Collins' bonuses at Arkansas, if they were paid as athletes – was based on the number of carries and the number of yards and whatever, percentage of plays in the game.
Yeah.
I don't think that he'd be quite so open to sharing time with Jonathan Williams, but luckily we don't work scholarships like that. It's like, sorry, bro, you only carried the ball 60% of the time. You're not going to get your full scholarship this year.
I got this class has got two textbooks I have to have. Man, I got to have these carries, bro.
Yesterday was the SEC teleconference. We heard the clip from Coach Bielema to start today. More from that coming up, as I think I mentioned already. We do have games of all sorts tonight. We have
many games.
We have multiple college football games.
Yes. Oh, games.
We have not one, not even three, Matt. Four college football games televised tonight.
You have got to be joking with
me. Listen, if you are a college football addict, you have the potential to overdose on a Thursday night, and I didn't think that was possible.
What if you're a parlay addict? Then what?
Well, then you're either going to be really rich or not so well off tomorrow.
Okay.
You can listen to the UCA coaches show while you're watching the games.
That's
great
what
point.
I usually do, the Clint Conk show.
In fact, while I'm talking on the Clint Conk show, I will be watching the games. Because I have a specific interest in one of them. There is also Major League Baseball tonight, including A.J. Burnett, the former CAC Mustang, taking the mound for the Pittsburgh Pirates as they travel to smack around the Redbirds. I don't know about you, but if I got a guy with an eye patch, a cannon, and a
parakeet.
Paracockatoo's on his shoulder.
He's got a paracockatoo.
I like his chances against the Cardinal. And the other thing about Cardinals is, I don't know how Cardinals are heterosexual. I really don't. Have you seen Cardinals flying around? The dudes are glorious and beautiful and red, and the girls are this dingy brown.
That's not exclusive to the cardinal. That's a trait in a lot of animals and most birds. The peacocks, that's the male peacock strutting around there.
I've never seen a female peacock. I wouldn't know
the difference. A female peacock looks just exactly like a female turkey does. They're unremarkable. Tell you what looks spectacular is a strutting gobbler.
Are they delicious, though?
They are. I
never ate peacock, have you? Okay.
I'm afraid.
Anyway, I say all that to say this. I'm rooting for Pittsburgh tonight. Go Bucks.
It's an unpopular pick.
I don't care.
We don't like it.
Go Bucks. It's this afternoon.
We don't like 407. First pitch at 4:07 today.
I thought that was the area code of Pittsburgh or something.
No, I have no idea.
I don't know what the 407.
My stepdad's from Pittsburgh. I've been up there. It's a beautiful city.
Steel City?
The Steel City. It's actually built out of steel, believe it or not. And concrete. It's like.
Well, most cities are then in that case.
Well, I'm just saying.
I guess you could probably say the same for St. Louis, which I will give credit. It's a fine town. Beautiful
arch. St. Louis is a fantastic town, and it's the only team that I root for that ever like wins anything important. Mm-hmm. So, except for the Saints in 09, you know, when we defeated that Hurricane.
Mm-hmm. That was a good win.
Yeah, it was.
L.A. at Atlanta, 7:30 start on TBS. Both the games tonight on TBS. As far as college games, my alma mater playing Texas tonight. This will be the death knell for Mac Brown's career if he loses tonight in Ames.
Got Case McCoy starting tonight.
Yeah, they ruined the chances of Oklahoma State's national championship run a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And this could be the year that they, in fact, end Mac Brown's career.
Yeah, what happened with that West Virginia game last week with Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State was overrated. I don't know anybody who picked Oklahoma State to win the Big 12, even though they're the highest-ranked team going into the season.
I don't either, but West Virginia was god-awful to start the
apparently,
year.
Dana Holgorsen had a long talk this week with his old mentor, Mike Leach, and he got it figured out a little bit.
I hope so. They did the same thing with Geno Smith. They were so good through, like, the first half, quarter, third of the season, and then they were awful. And they were like, wait a minute.
Now, the second half, they were clueless.
Yeah, they were terrible. Yeah. Geno Smith, we had given him the Heisman at this time last year. He had thrown for 31 touchdowns, no interceptions, 6 million yards.
That's right. He was throwing for like a touchdown every 2 minutes.
No one, Johnny Manziel was a footnote at this time of the year last year. It was Geno.
More like a toe note.
I'll tell you what he was, a toenail note.
Delta State's at West Alabama. For those of you who follow Division II football, the Gulf South, Harding and Southern Arkansas. GAC football on CBS Sports Network. There may be 107 running plays in that game.
I love it.
You know, Harding has an unbelievable stat from last week. Harding in a win over Southern Nazarene last week rushed for, I think, 507. I know they were over 500.
Wow.
Not one guy had 100 yards.
I love it.
No 100-yard rushers, and they had 500 yards. 13 dudes carried the ball. No exaggeration.
No way.
13 people.
That's amazing. That's some kind of football I can get on board with.
That's got to be a record. 13 guys carry the ball in a single game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Late game tonight, probably the best one of the day. UCLA on the road at Utah. Or
at the Utes.
As some people I know like to call it, Utah. Utah. That game tonight is a 5.5-point line. The Bruins are a 5.5-point road favorite in Utah tonight.
I like that one. What's the over?
I don't know, degenerate. I'll get that to you in just a moment.
I bet within my means.
$61 points.
$61 points?
61 points.
That's a lot of points.
And it's not on TV, but Western Kentucky traveling to Louisiana Monroe tonight as well.
I like it.
Louisiana Monroe is a 7-point home underdog. They might not have been had they not lost Colton Browning last weekend in a devastating injury and a loss to Tulane. I was so upset, and I actually sent him
a Colton Browning fan. I'm a
huge fan. He is so country and so sweet, and I sent him a note this week, and I hope he gets things on moving in the right direction.
Good, good. Did you write my name on it?
I didn't, but I'll add a note. Hey,
now, anytime you send a note, just sign it Justin and Stale.
Justin and Stale?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, kind of like, you know, your parents do. You know, one of them.
Parakeet.
Usually your mom gets it, and then maybe your
parents or parrots?
Parakeets. Parakeet parents.
In the NFL tonight, Buffalo is at Cleveland in a game that I thought would have been a piece of garbage. It's on the NFL Network, but Matt Stell said, whoa,
a total piece of trash.
Hold up. Don't sleep on the Bills. And, as I pointed out to you, Cleveland did win the Battle of Ohio last week, so congratulations to those Bills out there.
They sure did. They're a couple-point favorite, too.
Yes, they are. And more on that in a little bit. We're going to talk some NFL. Suggs from the Ravens is talking crazy. There's a sandwich in honor of a quarterback who has failed miserably. And we're going to hear from a quarterback who I don't think has ever failed ever except with a neck injury one time, and he was just fine after that. Let me get Brett. Are you there? Were you calling for us? Brett hung up. That makes it easy. Robert, my buddy, what's up?
Hey, Justin, I was going to explain this pretty male bird to you.
Okay.
The good Lord designed that on purpose so that he would get the attention away from the female while she's on the nest, because the guy would be expendable if the predator ate him, but then old mama would still raise him baby.
I thought the dudes were good-looking so the chicks would be attracted to him.
Well, we wished it was that way, but unfortunately it's not. It's because, like I say, they're bright so that they'll attract the attention, and the female is more in tune with the surroundings so that she can raise them little ones.
So you're telling
me... Sounds pretty sexist, but it is the fact.
So you're telling me God made the women folk so ugly so that the predators would not find them in any way appealing to eat?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but now, you know, take the reverse argument. Did he make us males so pretty that they would just have to come after us?
Hmm.
I don't think so. I think they're the good, better-looking species.
Undesirable, ugly women folk, also known as Mississippi State fans.
Ooh, easy. Oh, come on now.
What?
Come on now.
No?
I've enjoyed my time at Starkville.
I haven't never been. I'm just kidding. I always pick them. They're my go-to.
Everybody's got some good-looking ones.
Robert, thank you, man.
You're welcome, James.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I got nothing to brag about. So, Terrell Suggs apparently has lost it. Have you heard the comments this week?
No.
Terrell Suggs, he is basically, he's a human Twitter box.
Yes.
He talks in the way people tweet.
Oh, nice.
Lots of hatred. He hates this. He don't like this guy. He don't like that guy. And
I don't
even
like him.
What?
I don't even like him.
He is one of the strangest looking dudes on earth.
Yeah, you ain't saying that to him.
No,
maybe
not
on
to his
Twitter.
Face. I wouldn't even say it behind his back.
I wouldn't even say it. I wouldn't hashtag it. I'm scared he might read my hashtag.
I'll assume that he doesn't listen to this show. I think we're safe. Let's start with the crazy, and then I'll get into some of the just
crazy.
Odd. Terrell Suggs, and he's not the only one, because I've heard Ray Lewis say the same thing.
Ray.
Yeah. Defensive guys are awesome in their own way, but some of them are not going to split an atom anytime soon.
No. Adam, stay intact.
I'm a logician, Matt. I work in logic. I work in reasonable.
Logos.
I work in the world of what is possible and likely. Doesn't mean it's not impossible what they're saying.
Sure.
I just don't think it's a very high likelihood. There are a lot of people that have to buy into this. Terrell Suggs made a claim this week on E60, an ESPN show, that the power outage in New Orleans was no accident. No. It was, in fact, orchestrated. Orchestrated, my friend, to stop a Ravens blowout victory. A victory that they would not be denied at the end of the game. But not maybe in the same fashion they would have had the lights not gone out in New Orleans.
I mean, I was like, oh, you know, Vegas, party tricks, you know what I mean? It was just like, old Roger Goodell, he never stopped. He never always got something up his sleeve. Just couldn't let us just have this one in a landslide. Huh? I thought he had a hand in it because, you know, we walk out of the Denver game and who we see talking with John Elway. You know, I thought, you know, your commissioner is supposed to be neutral. He ain't supposed to be on one side or another. He's supposed to be in a box. You know, but I saw him on the sideline. I was like, I know who he's going for. I definitely don't think he's doing a good job, and I definitely don't think, you know, he should be making $10 million a year. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay, I'll give you that. I don't know why any commissioner needs to make $10 million a year. That seems excessive to me. The other stuff is just crazy. As far as talking to John Elway, well, it's because John Elway is way more interesting than anybody that's ever played for the Ravens to talk to, although I would love to pick Ray Lewis's brain a little bit.
Ray Lewis is doing a great job
but
on
Ray
TV.
Lewis was in the game.
This is true.
I love Ray Lewis. I'm a huge Ray Lewis fan. I'm a Ray Lewis defender. And every once in a while we get somebody calling up with a dumb Ray Lewis knife joke, and I have to shoot him down because I bring a gun to a knife fight.
That's right.
Because that's like how
it was. He didn't even bring a sharp knife.
Thank you.
It's like more like a
butter knife. Yes, a dull one with no serrated edge. But
the point is...
More like one of those little things you see around Christmas time when you're serving little cream cheese treats on crackers, the little baby server deals. Couldn't shiv anybody with that.
Not hardly.
My point is, I agree on the $10 million.
Correct.
But as far as the Elway thing, I mean, look, John Elway is one of the most, you know, exciting figures, and he's a front office guy. If he was in the Baltimore front office, I'm sure that Goodell would talk to him there.
Hey, I bet Goodell had many conversations with Art.
Do they still have Art Modell? Do they still have the old tight end as their GM? He was great. I can't think of his name. Yep. Well, like, you can look at Matt for the rest of your life.
That's right on the tip of my tongue.
Never come up with that. and then as far as the outage thing, I mean, come on. Really? I think somebody would have come. Hey, man, I got to tell y'all something. I got a great story. You're not going to believe this. Roger Goodell called me on my walkie-talkie during the game and said, shut the lights out. This game is getting
y'all not going to believe me. I was having a Bloody Mary, and Roger Goodell called me, and he said, cut the lights.
He also was, I don't know if he said it in the same interview. I'll assume so, because I don't know why anybody would talk to Terrell Suggs twice this week. He also doesn't like Tom Brady, which that is terribly easy to believe. I get that. If I was an NFL guy, I probably wouldn't like Tom Brady very much either.
Yeah, because he's giving you the country business all these years.
Yeah, it's not because he kills him, though. He says, I don't like him, and he don't like me. I don't like his hair, he says. See, again, he's bald, so he's an anti-hairite.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what, Giselle don't mind it.
I don't know. I don't like his smug attitude, but then again, he probably doesn't like my blank attitude. Everybody just seems to worship the guy. Not me, though. Yeah, well, you play against him. You're not supposed to worship him.
Let me tell you, I got into an argument.
I don't like his hair.
That's ridiculous.
There's a couple of hairstyles Tom Brady has sported that I don't care for myself.
If your wife is an international super fashion model, then that means that she's tied into the world of fashions. That means that she's going to probably know somebody that's, you know, on the cutting edge of haircuts and things like that. I mean, he doesn't really have a choice. He's not going to Supercuts like I am, go get a hot steam towel treatment
you
or something.
You mean Sport Clips. One sport, many clips, sportclips.com. Find a location near
that's
you.
That's what I meant.
Hey, Ozzie Newsome, is that the name you're looking for?
Ozzie Newsome, thank
you. It took me a minute to remember.
Yeah, well, that's cool. You know what? Sometimes you just jiggle that head around, Matt. That name will pop right out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes there's just a combination of keys on a keyboard that'll bring all the information.
Or a caller, you know.
Or a caller.
I have something, too, that I'm going to share with you later in the entertainment report. You're going to be thrilled about, Matt.
Oh, I know. I bet you I know what it is.
I bet you do, too.
Something but I'm not. It's a teaser. I'm not going to spoil that.
Something we talked about last week. When we come back, I got more NFL news. And an NFL quarterback has a sandwich in his honor, but it's not a good thing. I'll explain. It's thinking.